we're going to try and do is maybe actually acquire a few houses in each electoral area next year, 2 and 3 houses maybe per electoral area, which I suppose is very small when you think that we were acquiring 200 and 300 houses in Letterkenny electoral area only a few short years ago. But it's more positive than what we thought, Donal. So at least it's something around the capital side, and we might be in a position maybe to be able to acquire up to 10 houses next year, as well as cover the commitments that we've already made under the SA and some other schemes that have already been approved in areas like Dunloe and Manor Cunningham and Newton Cunningham.
In just over 2 weeks' time, Donegal County Council has its budget meeting. Now, had the county manager and finance officer been facing a €1.6 million shortfall, that could have been a few percentage points on the rates?
Well, absolutely. Well, if you look at 1% in the rates, it would be about €400,000. You'd be looking up to a 3% increase in the rates. So it was a fantastic bit of work, obviously led by the SPC, who had seen this from an early stage. Brilliantly exercised then by the executive, who went and made the case on behalf of the council. And obviously I'd like to recognise the fact that the department did see fit to allocate an extra $1.9 million to Donegal, given that we had ourselves in a position that we were able to draw down monies that other counties weren't able to use.